Om Shanti, good morning. So today we are going to revise English Murli. Murli's date is 19/5/1983. The way to become a detached observer. I'll start with a short story from Islam. There was a prophet known as Ayyub alayhi salam, and he used to pray God every time. He used to remember Allah every time, and on his lips it was Allah, Allah and Allah every time. So once upon a time there was a meeting of all the angels, and they were discussing that this Ayyub is a favorite of Allah, no? Because he always prays to God. And what happens then? Iblis is no shaitan, a devil in Islam. So he hears this, and he says, no, he's doing show off of all these things. He actually doesn't love God. So he goes to Allah, Iblis goes to Allah, and he says that Ayyub is just doing a show off of showing love towards you, but actually he doesn't have all this. You have given him wealth, a good family, a good wife, and good health. So that's why he's like this. So Allah has a lot of confidence over Ayyub, and Allah tells Iblis that it's not the case. So Iblis says that, okay, take away all his wealth and see whether he remembers you. So Allah allows Iblis that, okay, you can do that. So all the wealth of Ayyub is taken away. But still Ayyub continues to pray to Allah and remember Allah. Then Iblis gets annoyed with this, and he again goes back to Allah and he says, so what? Wealth has gone, but he has a big palace, he has good children and wife. So just take away his home and then see when he comes on road whether he will remember you. So Allah smiles at Iblis and says, okay, I give you the permission to do that, but I have confidence that he will still remember me. So all his big palace and everything is taken away, but still Ayyub is very happy and still prays to Allah, still remembers Allah all the time. Then Iblis gets more annoyed, and then he goes back to Allah and says, so what, you have taken away his palace and everything, he still has good children and his wife, his supporters, so he will be still happy. So take away all his children and his wife. So he grants that also, and all the children leaves Ayyub and goes away. Still Ayyub is in love of God and praying to Allah. Then Iblis tells finally to God, to Allah, that you know, he has a healthy body. If you take away his health, then see what will happen. Then see whether he'll remember you. This is the biggest test paper. So Allah smiles again and says, I still have confidence that he'll still remember me. So you can take away his health, but still my name will be on his lips. So then the story is always told in Islam. Then what happens that Ayyub suffers from a very bad disease, and he becomes very crippled, he becomes bedridden and very crumbled, and he has all insects on his body because he suffers from skin infection. So even his wife leaves him and goes away. His wife actually tells him that, why don't you tell Allah to do mercy on you? Why so much illness to you? Because you pray to him all the time. So Ayyub says that we have enjoyed our life for how many years? So she says 80 years, and all wealth and happiness. And this disease is since how many years? She says 7-8 years. So Ayyub says, for such a small thing, I will call my Lord for this, and I am not suffering anything. When he used to pray namaz and that insects used to fall on the ground, he used to pick up those insects and put it back on his body, thinking that this is given by Lord and I accept this. So why I told this story is, Ayyub is a detached observer to his illness, and he doesn't suffer. And then finally Iblis realizes his mistake, and then Allah grants him back all the things which was taken away. So detached observer to the sufferings of the body, like anytime we suffer from the disease, and then we have a thought that, why the disease came to me, why did God give me this? But Ayyub never had that thought in his mind, and he still continues to pray to Allah. So today Baba has touched on this point, detached observer. Baba says that when it comes to settling the accounts of the body, don't think that it is your body. think that the accounts are settling. It is not my body. It is not my illness. But see your body as a detached observer. And in Brahmin life also, many of us suffer from some or the other illnesses. And some suffer from big illnesses. And being in hospital, we have seen many cases where our brothers have really faced the illnesses as a detached observer. I'll give few examples. In last 7 years, I have seen here Sanjay Bhai. Sanjay Bhai suffered from carcinoma of stomach, and he was operated. And everybody knew that even if the operation would be there, he has 6 months in hand. But we never saw Sanjay Bhai depressed. We always saw him smiling, and he was not able to eat, he was not able to drink. Day by day, he was just going down. But his energy level and his enthusiasm was so much. What he used to say that, I'm going to leave this body and I'm going to become a small child and I will start my life from there. That was his words, and it was so encouraging to all of us. So one was Sanjay Bhai. Another example I remember was Narendra Bhai, a dialysis patient. And my God, so many complications. He had heart problem, he had diabetes, he had blood pressure, he was on dialysis, his fistula failed, then catheter was poured, so many pricks not going in, but no oof also from his mouth. And he would be sitting smiling, like any time you see him, he would look like a very great yogi. Never told he stopped doing this now. He never told that to us. He used to enjoy his life. He used to nicely make food for himself, eat, and he used to make his own food, eat, enjoy, and then come to the hospital also in complications. So, but Narendra Bhai also was like that. Recently, one Mata who comes in this morning class, she was sitting in the courtyard that day, and she called me and she told her story. And she said 2 years back, she suffered from cancer of rectum. And she says that when this disease was declared to me by my son, I didn't have a negative thought at all. And what she said that I had the first thought in the mind that this disease has come to me and Baba is going to do somebody's service through this body. And that's why this disease, and these words, and I connected this Murli to those words, that how detached she is when you are declared with cancer and still you feel that, okay, this body is going to do some service. And she said that when she went to Mumbai for operation and everything, nothing happened. And she says no codes of conduct, no rules and regulations I broke in that 1 month staying in the hospital and then at center. And his one son is in Madhuban. And she said, we told him also, no need to come to Mumbai. Stay there because it is 18 January and there is a lot of seva there. No need to come. So strong. So being a detached observer. So Baba is speaking today that become detached to this body and look your body as a third person. So the sufferings also become less. In different Murlis, Baba has spoken about this detached observer, how to become a detached observer. So in one of the Murlis, Baba said, sit on the seat of being a detached observer and being a companion with the Father, then you will remain stable. If you leave this seat and you come down, then you do mistake and then you repent. Baba has told in that Murli that you do mistake and you repent, and then in golden age you will not become king, but you will become subjects, praja. So do you want to become subjects or do you want to become king? So one of the Murlis is that. And the other Murli, Baba has spoken that for being a detached observer, the knowledge of drama is very important. If we remember drama, then we are detached observer. And this we should apply everywhere, not only through our body, but to the sufferings of others also. That day in the night class, I told some of the brothers that go and take a round in the hospital sometime and just see the sufferings. And just check yourself whether we are detached observer. First, at least other sufferings. So one of the brothers said that when I went to one of the patient and he was in pain, my entire body started shaking. So we are still not detached to other sufferings also. So when they start crying, even we start crying with them. But then keeping the knowledge of drama, keeping the knowledge that this is the account of this soul, The other day I was speaking to my uncle. He's suffering from cancer of lung. And because now when the disease progresses, they have too much of pain. And in pain, he started crying and he said, I cannot tolerate it anymore. And then for a while, even I felt bad because he started crying and he's a bachelor. He has taken care of us like a father. And then suddenly this Murali helped. Okay, finger detached observer, these are the accounts of the soul. And the other very good example, see, we were discussing that Balak and Malik, kids, how these kids are detached to their body. I have a niece who suffers from blood cancer, and I see both these patients in the family. This one doesn't know about the disease. And when we know about the disease, we think on it, and then we can't become so detached. But she obviously knows because she knows to Google things. But she still enjoys her life. She comes from the hospital and in next day she will record a dance and send me or something or the other. She will keep on doing it. So I feel she's so detached to her body. Means, you know, if a bone marrow is done next day, when after 48 hours, she will send me some video. She'll dance or she'll put some the other thing on WhatsApp. So I was just observing her that last 10 months she's suffering, but then how detached she is. So this is what we have to learn in our life, that such big diseases, but people are detached. So why not in small illnesses we should start doing that? So one Baba spoke about detached observer. I was thinking, who are the best examples of being a detached observer? So I thought doctors. If doctors are not detached observer, they can't treat the patients. Otherwise, they'll also go down, they'll also start crying. Especially surgeons. Surgeons can't put their knife on the patient if they are not detached. If he's attached to his patients, he won't be able to operate. There are some surgeons who do not operate their relatives. Still, once you enter the medical college, you start operating first on dead bodies. So there only everything finishes. Yeah. And first, especially females, medical students, there are very few examples of that. Otherwise, if you are not a detached observer in this field, you won't be able to treat. And the other example I thought of, counselors. Counselors have to listen to so many stories in a day. 10 patients would come to them. Somebody will speak about their depression. Somebody will speak about their family not being good to them. Somebody would speak about a bad relationship. Somebody would cry in front of them. But still the counselor doesn't cry. But counselor will listen to 1 hour and give the best. And she will not cry. She is also a detached observer there. So counselors are one good example for us, that how they remain detached to so many stories when they hear throughout the day. So Baba touched on this point of being a detached observer. Second, this Baba said to the body. Second, Baba spoke, finish the consciousness of the mind. That you say that this is my mind. But Baba said, this is not yours, this is Baba's. Your intellect is not yours. You say that my yoga is not getting connected. I'm not able to concentrate. And you talk mind. So consciousness of mind should be finished. You always say that this is my children, my son, my husband. And you say my son is not in knowledge. So open the intellect, lock of intellect of my son. So that he comes in knowledge. But Baba said, till now nobody has told that open the intellect of the souls of the entire village and the country. Nobody has told this to Baba till now. So a point to notice here is that how we are limited and we are not unlimited. Once I heard Dadi also said that, you know, we always want all our family members should come in this knowledge, and we try our best, and sometimes we leave our purushat and we are behind them, that they should come in knowledge. And Dadi said, you have come in knowledge, no? That's enough. Now if it is their part, no, they'll come. Don't be behind them all the time. So this is a second point what Baba said, finish the consciousness of mind and being in unlimited. Unlimited. See, when we sit for yoga also and we give sakash, you must have realized that sometimes we concentrate on only few people, and we will do our yoga and we will concentrate and give them vibrations. But why not to become unlimited and give sakash to the entire world? Why should I limit myself to only these two family members? Why should I give to the entire world who's suffering from so big illnesses? So being in unlimited. Third, Baba said that this Baba is seeing that the entire world is decayed, and my children have to suffer so much, my children have to tolerate so much in this old world, and it is pleasure for some souls, but you have to tolerate. But Baba said that in golden age the five elements of nature will be your obedient servant, and the more you tolerate here, there you will get the service of others. So they will be your servers there. And this tolerating is not tolerating, Baba said. It is actually. You are going to gain there. So here he has given example that in Bhagavad, it is a memorial of the divine act of tolerance, Gop Gopis, how they had to tolerate. So here Baba told that when you tolerate, you get power. There is power of power of tolerance which comes, and you become master almighty authority. So I was just thinking that when we tolerate, what are the other powers which comes in? How this power of how this becomes a power of tolerance, and how this becomes a that we become master almighty authority with power of tolerance. Yes, power to accommodate. Once we start tolerating somebody, then this power to accommodate comes. Power to accommodate whatever he is doing, whatever she is doing. We start accepting. We learn to accept. There is acceptance which comes in. And then only we remain stable. So acceptance is one. What else? Power to give. Yes, power to give. Yes, when you start tolerating, you start giving the other person. Cooperation, yes. This virtue of cooperation comes in. Power to mold. We start molding ourselves. We start adjusting ourselves to the other person's needs. So, power of adjustment, molding, accommodation. Power to judge. How? Like? Yeah. But everybody is right. Power to face, okay, power to face comes up. We have a lot of patience when we tolerate somebody. Controlling power, even if the other person is doing anything, we still have that controlling power in us. We start bending in relationships. We know that, okay, for me this relationship is important and I am tolerating this person, and I start bending. I don't stand with ego there. So with tolerance, this power comes. So Baba said this is not tolerance, but this becomes a power, and then you become master almighty authority. The next point Baba said, you are instrument for service. And you should be ready that Baba can keep you at any place, in any condition. And it is Baba's responsibility that he will take care of your mind, body and wealth. And it is God's guarantee, Father's guarantee. He said, even if he gives you dal roti or he gives you 36 variety of food, it is Baba who will do that. So that faith and trust in Baba. So when you say it is mine, then there is burden, Baba said. So here also a learning point for us is that when we stay at one place, we are not comfortable in changing. You know that there was a year where Baba had shuffled all the teachers, and you know, center teachers. He had shuffled all the 10 centers, sisters. Centers were changed. So here also we should be ready. Once we stay in Madhuban, we become very comfortable with Madhuban. And if we are told to go out, I don't think so any one of us will be ready. So even if changing the department, even if changing the room, it is so difficult to say yes, because the mind rejects the change every time. Mind is not ready to accept the change. So we will reject, no, I can't go. So here also a learning point that if we are staying here and if a calls come from outside that we have to go out somewhere for any service, or if Dadi is sending us, or the divine call comes from above, then one has to be ready. One has to be ready for that change. One has to be ready for that shuffle if it will happen. Because once it has happened, that centers were changed. It can happen with us also. You know, for us, even if we are here in Mount Abu Global Hospital, we are told that you go to trauma center now. Every upheaval will start inside. That restlessness will start inside. Because so much attachment to Madhuban. So it's a good attachment, but still, a learning point here is to be ready for the change. And the last point, Baba spoke about new world. That Baba saw color fans in everybody's hand. So he said, see, this wonderful scene is looking so beautiful. So he remembered the golden age, and he said that there. Colors, light will be of different colors, of 9 colors, and it will be so beautiful. And the second he said about Vimans, Pushpak Viman. He said that Viman will be standing around your palaces, and anybody can drive it, though no pilot is required. And any age, a child can also drive it. Just sit in, switch on, and it will fly. And there won't be any accidents. There won't be any drivers. So this he spoke about Viman. What else I was thinking, what else exciting is there in this golden age? Because there is one line Baba says that this is a reward of this world is the reward of God's magic. So what's so magical in this world? He spoke about colors, 9 colors. He said about Viman. There 5 elements will do fan to you. So this is one. What else? In night class we were discussing, so one of the brothers said, we said, oh, mangoes will be so big, no, there. So he said, yes, so how we will pluck and, drink the entire juice. So somebody said, oh, it will be so juicy, just keep a straw and everything will come. And somebody said, no, there won't be any straw also. So just a churn on this point also today, that what else could be there? What else could be there? Everything is free, without any effort, things will be on table. That is one thing. House won't have doors because there are no robbers there. Yes, house won't. Birds will be there to entertain us. They will dance and chirp, and they will enter. There will be beautiful birds there. Variety taste of food. Food, yeah, fruits, different taste. 36 varieties. Dress will be different. One day we were churning in the class that this world is full, it is, there is no work only there, actually. So half the time we'll go in dressing up only. Dressing up and getting ready. Dancing, singing. So this is the magic of, this is the magic, God's magic, that this world is going to come. So these are some important 5 points from the Murli. So first is he spoke about detached observer. Second, he said finish the consciousness of mind at the level of mind. And third, tolerance power, then you become master almighty authority. And fourth, instrument for service. And fifth, he spoke about new world. So this is today's Murli, and tomorrow Shraddha Ben will be revising the second part of the Murli. Okay, Om Shanti.